We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Behind the Knife, the surgery podcast. Relevant and engaging content designed to help you dominate the day.
Calling all surgical education junkies. Behind the Knife is looking to add new fellows to our team this year. We are thrilled to be adding these positions as we've got big plans for the future, and we want you to be a part of them. We're working on countless projects that will make a real impact on surgical education, including a modern, engaging general surgery curriculum and slick new videos. We're looking for enterprising surgical residents to take the bull by the horns and build something new and exciting. Fellows will benefit from ample support from the Behind the Knife team, including the use of our brand new digital education platform and access to all of our resources like illustrators, video editing, social media, and more. Get your name out there and build your CV by being part of the number one surgery education platform in the world. We're offering a two-year fellowship starting in July 2025 and ending in June 2027. Only residents beginning their two-year academic development time will be considered, and the residents' institutions and mentors must approve of this fellowship. Check out the show notes for the application link. All applications are due April 20th. Again, all applications are due on April 20th. Dominate the day.
Okay, and welcome back to Behind the Knife. Today we're doing part two of disability insurance with Larry Keller. And today we are going to discuss guaranteed standard issue. A lot has changed in the past few years with this, and Larry's here to guide us through guaranteed standard issue to make sure you make the right decisions when choosing your disability insurance. So Larry, let's just start with what is it and what has changed in since we talked last about this?
Yeah, so I mean, this is really, really big. I mean, guaranteed standard issue, or GSI disability insurance, is really the same individual disability insurance policy that we see residents and fellows commonly purchasing, sometimes really early in their career. Other times it might be towards the end of residency or even at the end of fellowship. And part of buying an individual disability insurance involves what's known as medical underwriting. And this means that you're applying for coverage, you're answering medical questions. Behind the scenes, the underwriter is doing a prescription drug canvas. So when you go to the pharmacy and you sign off saying, you know, yes, I was counseled, that's going right to a database that the underwriters can access. So they can see what prescriptions you filled. They can see typically the name of the physician that wrote the prescription. They could see the number of refills. And if you didn't tell us about this, we're going to come back and we're going to ask you, what did you fill this for? What symptoms were being treated? What's the current status of the symptoms? And this can potentially be used against you. Depending upon the severity of the condition, it could lead to a decline, like we're not willing to give you coverage at all. It could lead to an exclusion rider, like we're willing to give you coverage, but we're not willing to cover medical conditions or specific body parts. It could potentially lead to a more expensive policy. So we call this a rating, which is a term for an additional premium charge to make up for increased risk. And then we could start to maybe reduce things. Instead of paying your benefits until your 65th birthday, we're only going to pay benefits for 5 years or 10 years. Now, there was a study done back in 2021, and this is called the Individual Disability Insurance Market Survey, and it was done by a company called Milliman. And what they found is that of all the disability insurance applications that came in, 50%, half of the people that applied for long-term disability coverage on an individual basis were either declined, like, sorry, we cannot offer you coverage at all. That was 16%. Or we can offer you coverage, but it's going to require one or more modifications like what I described. And that was 34%. So if you happen to be sitting somewhere, you know, maybe you're listening to this, but you're, you know, in a classroom with a bunch of other, you know, residents or fellows. I happen to be an insurance guy. I'd like to think I'm a pretty cautious guy. When I go to cross the street, I literally look both ways. I look to my right, I look to my left, and when I see that it is safe to cross, that's when I go. Well, as a resident or fellow, what this study tells me is if I look to my right or my left, I don't have to look to both. Either me or the resident or fellow that's to my right or to my left, one of us is either not going to get a policy at all, or we're not going to get the policy the way we actually did apply to buy it. So a guaranteed standard issue plan is the same individual disability insurance policy that you buy in the open market. It's the same discounts that you'll have in the open market as a resident or a fellow, but medical underwriting is taken out of the equation. There's either no medical questions at all, or you might find a couple of gatekeeper questions. Like, we want to make sure that you've been working full-time for the last 3 or 6 months without a break in the action due to an accident or sickness. It's very reasonable. By the same token, if we're asking you gatekeeper questions and you tell me that you were hospitalized but you had COVID for 2 weeks, that's really not going to necessarily impact your ability to buy at least one company's GSI plan. Other companies are going to say, well, just the fact that you were out of work for that 2 weeks, you really need to be back full-time working for 6 months prior to purchasing this policy, and you cannot be receiving disability insurance benefits currently or in the past. Now, so if you happen to be active duty, you're really not going to find a guaranteed standard issue plan because they're typically tied to resident and fellow programs that are not active duty. But let's say you're a resident now, but previously you were military and you were active duty and you filed a VA disability claim and you were given a rating. Well, now if you're receiving VA disability benefits for at least one of the companies, you no longer are eligible to buy the GSI plan.
Wow. Almost everyone in the military ends up on VA disability to some degree.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So one of the big things with military members, whether they're residents, fellows, or practicing, is aside from like this GSI, because it's really not applicable to them, is you want to buy your policy early in your training before you develop any conditions, because then if you get to the point that you develop something and you are filing for a VA rating for any number of conditions, if your policy has an increase option, it's not going to cause an exclusion rider or exclusion riders or cause you to be declined because you're first looking for coverage after the fact. So very important that you can buy coverage as an active duty military physician or military dentist. Very few companies offer it, but once you have it, you can make increases to it. So if we look at guaranteed standard issue, I'm a resident or fellow in a civilian program. It happens to be that my institution has a guaranteed standard issue offer available to me, either from the institution with the insurance company backing it, or maybe it's given by the insurance company to a specific agent that can make it available to the residents and fellows training at that institution. So the ones that make it available through an agent and the insurance company gives it to the agent, I'm going to call this a non-endorsed program. Like literally, if you called up GME, they would not even know that it's there. If it's an endorsed offer, generally the GME is going to know that it's there. They're going to try to promote the availability of this to the residents or fellows, and then they know that they can buy it. Well, as good as guaranteed standard issue is, we have to know the most important thing is if you take a misstep, you can become ineligible for a guaranteed standard issue plan pretty quickly. So a couple of general rules is if you apply for medically underwritten disability insurance, where you're answering medical questions, they're doing the prescription drug check, they're reviewing your medical records, and your application is declined, for the most part, you are now ineligible for a GSI offer. If your policy is approved, but it's approved with a modification, like I said before, an exclusion rider, a reduction in the number of years that they're going to pay, an extra premium charge, maybe they remove the increase options. General rule, you become ineligible for the GSI plan. Some companies, if you put in an application, even if you withdraw the application 15 minutes later, most of the insurance companies have the ability to get electronic health records. And at that point, they can tell pretty quickly whether your policy is going to have an exclusion rider, a modification, or you're going to be declined. Putting in an application and withdrawing your application also generally makes you ineligible for a GSI plan. So the first thing that you should do as a resident or fellow thinking, even thinking about buying disability insurance, is find out if there is a guaranteed standard issue offer available to you by your affiliation with the institution in which you are doing your training. Now, different institutions might have different insurance companies that make the GSI plan available, and it's only available with specific companies at specific institutions. I will tell you today, it's more likely that you're going to find a GSI plan available to you than you're not going to find a GSI plan available to you. So I can tell you, I get a lot of calls and emails from people that tell me, Larry, I found you online. I applied for insurance previously. I was declined. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Can you tell me a little bit more about what caused your decline? Oh, I had a vasovagal episode. It was within the 12 months prior to me applying for disability insurance. I really didn't think much of it. I didn't even really think I had to mention it. And I got declined. And I'm like, well, did the agent that you were working with, did they really ask you to think about what might be in your medical records, what's transpired over the last, let's say, 5 to 10 years? If they didn't, and they put you right into medical underwriting, and they didn't even bring up the guaranteed standard issue plan being available, they did you a disservice. So one thing that we need to know is guaranteed standard issue plans are not available to all insurance agents. A guaranteed standard issue offer, whether it's an endorsed offer or a non-endorsed offer, those are only available to specific agents that are really the ones that are endorsed for that specific GSI program at that specific institution. So what happens here? This causes a tremendous conflict of interest. Because if you went online or you met someone that's an insurance agent and you requested quotes, and they are not the endorsed agent, or the endorsed agent will not give them the ability to use that program, they are going to try to tell you, even if you know it exists, that you should not buy the GSI plan, And the reason that they're telling you this is because they either cannot be compensated by selling it to you, or their compensation is not going to be as high as it would normally be because they have to cut in the endorsed agent, because that endorsed agent is the one that set up the GSI plan, either with the institution or directly with the insurance company. So you need to know, first and foremost, is there a GSI plan available to me? So how do I know? You either ask GME, and if it's endorsed, they will know. Or you ask your friends and colleagues, do you have disability insurance? If you do, who is the agent that you dealt with? Do you know, is it a GSI plan? But most of the people that are in the medical market that are actively working with residents and fellows, we're going to know. That's really what it's going to come down to. So you need to ask, the very first thing you need to do is to explore, is this an option for me? The second thing that we want to know is, because you're bypassing all of the medical underwriting, who does this work well for? And a lot of people say, well, it only works well for people that are not healthy, or it only works well for people that do crazy things. They rock climb, they hang glide, they do motorcycle racing. That's not exactly true. It can work very well for someone that's perfectly healthy. So let's look at some common reasons for a modification or a decline. And this would lead me to the GSI plan should be really, really important to me. So I'm self-prescribing, or I'm peer prescribing, or my spouse is a healthcare professional and they're writing a script for me, and there's no medical records that exist that go along as a third party with the prescriptions that I'm writing or I'm having filled for me. That's pretty much going to be an instant decline, other than something like a Z-Pak or something pretty innocuous, right? And Kevin, I got to imagine in residency, you probably saw a bunch of friends writing scripts, hopefully not for themselves, but maybe for other residents and fellows.
Maybe mainly Zofran. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be an issue, right? If you're currently pregnant, or you have a history of pregnancy complications, or you're doing IVF, you know, that's going to be an exclusion rider for pregnancy or complications. GSI plan is going to generally cover pregnancy and complications because we're not really, you know, asking. Big one for residents and fellows today, diagnosed or being treated for stress, anxiety, depression, ADD, ADHD. Tremendous number of residents and fellows, especially post-COVID. I'm a diabetic, or I'm a pre-diabetic. I had a recent needle stick, but I don't have a negative HIV, hepatitis B, or hep C test 6 months post-exposure. I can't. It just happened 2 months ago. I'm going to get an exclusion rider for bloodborne pathogens. So what happens if I get the exclusion rider and I actually convert to HIV positive? I wouldn't receive any benefits. A GSI plan, you're going to be covered, and generally benefits will be payable unless it falls under what's called a pre-existing condition limitation. And we'll talk a little bit about that. I recently had surgery, or I had surgery where hardware was placed. A history of cancer. I'm being treated by a chiropractor. Surgeons will tell me it's prophylactic. I get it. I will tell you your medical records from the chiropractor will say otherwise. You've been diagnosed with psoriasis or psoriatic arthritis. And if you're using like a third line medication, this is a big problem now. If it's more than just the skin and it's gone to like the bones and the joints, you're typically going to look at not only an exclusion rider for psoriasis or complications, but a 50%, 50 extra premium charge, benefits payable for only 5 years, and no increase options on your policy. But a GSI plan, no issue at all. A very popular one seems to be today. I was recently diagnosed with sleep apnea. I was given a CPAP machine. I haven't even started using it. You're probably not going to be insurable for a year or 2 years, especially if it's obstructive sleep apnea. Another big one I see a lot, diagnosed with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. That's going to usually get you a limited policy. 5 years worth of benefits, an exclusion rider for the large intestine, the small intestine, no increase options, and an additional premium charge. BMI. Believe it or not, like a BMI that's too low in the eyes of the insurance company is equally as bad as a BMI that's too high. In a GSI plan, we do not even ask about your height and weight. So that alone could be a reason to buy a GSI plan. Otherwise, a GSI plan literally is the same individual policy that you would buy in the open market with the same riders that you would look for in the open market. But typically, the maximum is limited to $15,000 a month between the base policy and the increase option. And all of the GSI plans come with a 24-month limitation for claims resulting from anxiety, depression, stress, chemical dependency, drug addiction, or burnout. So let's say you were diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, and you're using Vyvanse or Adderall. Instead of getting no coverage for these things, a GSI plan will actually give you 2 years of coverage and benefits for these things. Like, that's actually really good. Like, no one likes to think that they're the one that's going to go out for it. But given the choice of an exclusion rider, which gives me no coverage, or some coverage for a condition, I'd rather have some coverage for the condition. Makes sense, right? Right.
Yeah, it does. And definitely see the benefit of getting GSI.
Yeah, another big thing is you're just a busy resident. You're like, Larry, in between clinic and the OR, I don't really have time to answer a bunch of medical questions. You know, if the insurance company wants to send someone out, and they typically don't, but they want me to do labs and vitals, I don't have the time for this. So if we look at it, to get $15,000 a month, assuming you had no other coverage, your income needs to be approximately $350,000 annually. So the GSI plan alone really is going to be very, very effective to cover a good amount of income for most of the medical specialties. But let's say it's not. Let's say you're a surgeon. You're really, really busy. You just want to get your policy. And typically, you can be applying for this and approved in 24 to 48 hours. Generally, the medical underwriting policy, I don't know, that's anywhere from a couple of weeks to a couple of months. And at the end of it all, you might not even walk away with a policy, or at least something that you thought you wanted to buy. So if you're a high-income surgical specialist, or you're a high-income medical specialty, you can always buy a combination of the GSI plan and a medically underwritten plan. So go back to my example. I'm an orthopedic resident. I had shoulder surgery. I have pin screws and anchors in my shoulder. I know I'm going to get an exclusion rider if I apply medically. So what I might do is just buy two policies. One that's a GSI. I'm not going to have an exclusion rider. That can get to $15,000 a month. And I'll buy another really small policy that has an increase option that will have the exclusion rider. Now I can get to $30,000 a month. Half of my coverage is going to have no exclusion rider, and the other half will have the exclusion rider. I've done about as well as I could do. So a lot of times, a GSI plan is just great for those that want to bypass the system, get their coverage quick. It's not that the policy is any less high quality. It's the same policy, except it's going to have a 2-year mental nervous limitation, and the maximum monthly benefit is typically going to be $15,000. It does not necessarily mean this is the only disability insurance policy that you're ever going to own. So just know, it does not mean that if you have a medical problem, the only policy that you should buy is GSI. You could be perfectly healthy and you just want to speed up the process. You should be looking at GSI too. The biggest issue that I have is there is a really bad message going out around the physician blogosphere. And because I said you can easily become ineligible for a GSI plan, there are websites telling people to apply for a GSI plan lock it in. So now you know you've got it. And once you have it, you can shop and go try to buy a cheaper policy or a better policy. And if you think about this message, it's really terrible. Like, the insurance company is making guaranteed standard issue plans available to residents and fellows at these institutions, knowing that they're going to be taking in both bad risks as well as good risks. And this message basically tells the doctors, go lock in what's guaranteed. And once you have that, you can go shop and get a better policy or a cheaper policy and get rid of the GSI policy. Well, insurance companies are all about risk management. And I can tell you, if people do this, what's going to be left in the hospital under the GSI plan is only going to be people that are uninsurable, people that would be chock full of exclusion riders and other modifications. And guaranteed standard issue coverage is going to disappear and no longer be available in a very, very quick manner. So I'm going to go out on a pretty big limb. And I'm going to say, Kevin, if there is a guaranteed standard issue plan available at the hospital in which you are doing your training, with very few exceptions, that is what you should buy. And if it's not enough, you can buy a supplemental policy from the same company to get to a higher level of coverage, should you feel you need it based on your future earning potential.
But should you decide to do that, you want to get the GSI first, correct?
Yes. You want to make sure that you lock into the GSI first. That's going to come back clean, because if you go the other direction and you buy the policy that has the exclusion rider, now you might have made yourself ineligible for the GSI plan, even if it's the same company that you applied to medically that you'd be buying the GSI plan from first. So you got to go with the GSI plan first. And again, I probably go to the same company for the additional coverage to supplement it that makes the GSI plan available. Now, there's two other things to look at. So certain companies on their GSI plan, they have what's called a pre-existing condition limitation. And basically what they're afraid of is that you're buying this policy after you've been diagnosed with something or you've got a pre-existing condition, and you're going to look to file a claim very quickly thereafter. So again, like I said, you got to be working full time, you know, not taking time off due to an accident or sickness. You can't be receiving generally disability insurance benefits. So now we're going to look back, and of the companies that have a pre-existing condition limitation, I'm going to make this up. Let's say you applied for your policy and it was approved on February 1st of 2025. Most of these have what's called a 3/12 pre-existing condition limitation. And what they're really going to do is they're going to look back 3 months prior to your policy's start date. So if you bought it in February, we're going to say in January, December, or November, did you see a physician? Did you take a prescription medication? Did you have a diagnostic test done? Were you experiencing symptoms that a prudent human being would have gone to see a physician for? If the answer is yes, that's going to be called a pre-existing condition. If you file a claim as a result of that pre-existing condition within the first 12 months of owning that policy, that is not going to be a claim that is paid because it falls under the pre-existing condition limitation. Some companies have this. Currently, Guardian does not even have a pre-existing condition limitation. So you can be someone that bought a policy as a type 1 diabetic. You're using insulin. You buy your policy. 3 months after you buy the policy, you have a severe diabetic complication. If you have a Guardian GSI plan and you receive benefits because you've met the definition of disability, you're fine, even though it was a pre-existing condition. In the other two, if it fell in that limitation, it's within that first 12 months of owning the policy, that claim would not be paid. Kind of interesting. the way.
Yeah, no, that is quite interesting. And so it's just if you've recently been diagnosed with something, that is the one exclusion, but not if you've kind of had something going on your whole life.
Well, even if you've had it going on, so let's say you were a type 1 diabetic, you were diagnosed as a kid, you're using insulin, you're going to be using insulin for the rest of your life. You bought your policy, you know, February 1st. They look back, November, December, January. Oh, yes, he was using insulin. You become disabled in that first 12 months of ownership due to a diabetic complication. If there's a pre-existing condition limitation there, that's not paid. If there's no pre-existing condition limitation like Guardian currently has, that claim would actually be paid. I'll leave you with the last thing is going to be some unique rules that Guardian has. So number one is if you don't apply elsewhere, so you don't apply to a company other than Guardian, and you are willing to go through medical underwriting, and things don't work out the way you expected. You were approved, but you were approved with an exclusion rider, or you were approved with a higher premium or some modification, or maybe you were even declined. If you only went to Guardian, you're still eligible for the Guardian GSI plan. They do not punish you because you went somewhere else. If you went to Guardian, you're always going to be eligible for the Guardian GSI plan. Number two, I'm going to call the Vegas rule. So let's say you're really on top of things. You know, you're finishing medical school, you're an MS4, you matched, you know where you're going for residency. You want to buy a disability insurance policy because now you know what your life is going to look like. You apply for disability insurance with any company. Worst case scenario is you are declined. You now start your residency and you find out at your residency program, lo and behold, there is a guaranteed standard issue plan with Guardian. Because you applied for disability insurance before your hire date or your start date at the residency program where the GSI plan lives, the fact that you were declined, even if it was a company other than Guardian, it does not count. You're still eligible. So I say the Vegas rule because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You're still good. The last rule is, let's say you started your residency. You didn't even know that there was a GSI plan there. You met with a local agent. They didn't know that there was a GSI plan. You went into medical underwriting and you got declined. And you got declined 4 months into your residency. You started in July 1st. You were basically declined, you know, sometime November, December. Because your knowing of the modification or decline took place within the first 9 months of your hire date, so if you started July 1st, you literally could be declined, modified, postponed through March. You're still eligible for the GSI plan throughout the entire time that you do your residency at that institution or up to 90 days after you graduate. So they don't really punish you for trying to get coverage because you really were unaware. You didn't have enough time to know that there was a GSI plan. And now you've come to find out about it, you are still eligible. But those are Guardian-specific rules, not other insurance company rules. And using the other company rules, you would be ineligible for the GSI plan. So you really have to be careful. I'll use a pun as a military doc, to not step on a landmine. And it's very easy to do if you're not doing your homework or you're not speaking to the right agents or brokers that are going to let you know what's available to you, whether they can offer it and be compensated or whether they cannot be compensated, but they're happy to tell you where it is and who the agent is, and you can go ahead and buy that policy. And then if you want to work with that agent, you could basically sign a broker of record letter, and the agent you'd like to work with can become your servicing agent, work with you going forward. So you have to buy it from the endorsed agent, It's basically like having no keys to the castle, but once the castle's open, I've been in there enough times, I could show you around. The endorsed agent is still going to get paid for selling that policy. The new agent that takes over, they're just going to get paid for helping you make increases and selling additional coverage.
Okay. So let me see if I can sort of summarize a few things as a simple surgeon here and not an insurance expert. I'm going to do broad strokes because obviously there's lots of exclusions. But as we talked about in our first episode, it's really important. Maybe the most important thing you can do as a resident or fellow is to leave with a disability policy, and particularly an own occupation disability policy. What we discuss now is that your default as a resident or fellow should be to get a guaranteed standard issue disability insurance policy at your institution, which is above and beyond whatever sort of baseline disability is included in working there. And the only major reasons you would need an additional insurance policy would be you want more mental health support or you want more money coverage. And other than that, the GSI is a very good option for residents. And that's why it's so important, because it doesn't have medical underwriting to take advantage of this while you have access to it. Because as soon as you're an attending, you know, after a few months, you're not going to have access to these types of plans.
Yeah, that's 100% right. I mean, GSI really is where it's at. And short of wanting unlimited mental nervous coverage, if you qualify for that, short of wanting a benefit that exceeds $15,000 a month, yeah, the GSI plan is great. And I've had a lot of people, and I think, Kevin, this is really important, is you've got a lot of residents that say, well, if the plan is guaranteed, and I know I could buy this regardless of my health, if I'm a PGY1 or a PGY2, like, why do I want to buy this now? I'll just wait until I'm done with my training because I know it's guaranteed. I cannot emphasize this enough. Let's say that again. I cannot emphasize this enough that if you are early in your training and there is a guaranteed standard issue plan available to you now, in no way, shape, or form does that mean that that guaranteed standard issue plan may be available to you in the future. The guaranteed standard issue plans that are offered by the insurance companies are predicated on a percentage of graduating residents or fellows buying this plan. And if the numbers are not being met, the insurance companies will terminate these guaranteed standard issue plans with no advance notice. And at that point, you're simply out of luck. So your most valuable asset, even though we don't think about it like this, is our ability to get up day in and day out, use our education, training, and experience to do what we love, ideally to earn a lot of income, to build a lifestyle for ourselves and our family. And if an accident or sickness was to take all of that away, even the best laid financial plans may come to a screeching halt.
So, Larry, thank you for all the information you've given us on both these episodes. If someone wants to use your 30 plus years of expertise, how can they find you?
Yeah, so I'm pretty easy to find. I mean, you can always Google Lawrence Keller Insurance or Larry Keller Insurance, but my email address is lkeller, L-K-E-L-L-E-R, at physicianfinancialservices.com, all spelled out. You can always call 516-677-6211. If you have disability insurance and it has a modification and you're still a resident or a fellow and you'd like to see if a guaranteed standard issue plan is still an option for you, do not hesitate to reach out. If you're exploring disability insurance and you're trying to figure out, like, is there a guaranteed standard issue offer available to me at my institution? Feel free to reach out. I know where they are. If I can't do it, I can certainly put you in touch with the endorsed agent that can provide that for you. So do not be fearful. Reach out. Use me as a resource. I am certainly happy to help as best I can.
I can vouch. You're always a pleasure to talk to, both on the podcast and as a client. So thank you, Larry.
Hey, I appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks so much for your time. Everybody listening, thank you. Have a great day.
This podcast is intended for general public use and is for informational purposes only. The Behind the Knife podcast is not affiliated with or endorsed by Park Avenue Securities, Guardian, or Physician Financial Services, and opinions stated are their own. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with professional advice. Lawrence B. Keller is a registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC, PAS, OSJ 355 Lexington Avenue, 9th floor, New York, New York, 10017-212-541-8800. Security, products, and advisory services are offered through PAS member FINRA SIPC. Financial representative, the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, Guardian, New York, New York, PAS, is wholly owned subsidiary of Guardian. AR Insurance License Number 1057229, California Insurance License Number 0C37340. Physician Financial Services is not an affiliate or subsidiary of PAS or Guardian. 7562131.1, expiration 127.
Be sure to check out our website at www.behindtheknife.org. Download our free app available for Apple iOS and Android. Simply search for Behind the Knife in the App Store or Google Play to download the app. In the app, you can listen to our episodes, watch high-yield videos, and even access our premium content, including our oral board reviews and trauma video atlas. You can also follow us on Twitter at Behind the Knife and on Instagram at Behind the Knife Podcast. If you like what you hear, please be sure to leave us a review. Content produced by Behind the Knife is intended for health professionals and is for educational purposes only. We do not diagnose, treat, or offer patient-specific advice. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your support.
Until next time, dominate the day.